Okay, so we're going to start up. We're going to start up on the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah. That's a good point. That's a good thing. So the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to explain certain ways, certain instances where a Bas Kohen who gets married or gets engaged or some sort of zika to an individual, she's no longer allowed to eat truma from her father's house. I guess if the guy passed away, she can't go back to her father's house to eat truma. And the same situation, a Bas Yisrael who would marry or get engaged or have a zika to this person, it's not enough to get her to begin to eat truma if the person has some sort of kohen in him. So the cases are, and all the cases are going to be explained by the Gemara. So ta'ubar, so fetus, v'hayavam, someone who's waiting for yavam, Erisin, someone who's engaged, halachically engaged, v'acherish, cherish again always in Talmudic parlance is doesn't eno medaber, eno shameya, it's considered not to have das. Today's that's possibly different. V'acherish, ubein teisha shanin v'yom echad, and if the guy is 9 years old in one day, because that instance, the bia is considered a maisa bia, poslim, they will passel a woman from eating shuma beis avia, meaning if she they will passel a woman from eating truma in her father's house, and if she's a bas kohen and she happens to be engaged to one of these people and something like that, and it passes away, she can't go back to her father's house to eat truma. And a woman who's a bas yisrael who wants to marry a kohen, if it's one of these people, it's not going to be sufficient to allow her to begin to eat truma. And not only a katan who's 9 years old in one day passels and is not machil, even a katan who's suffik shu ben teisha shana v'yom echad suffik she'eno, he also apostles and doesn't let her eat. Again, Gemara will go through these cases. Suffolk heavy stay saaros. Suffolk low heavy. Even if he's suffolk, whether he brought two saaros or not, we're not sure whether he's a gadol or he's not. Again, he's posel mi suffolk ve'eno machil mi suffolk.
Yeah.
All right. Next case, the Mishnah brings another case regarding Yibum Chalitza, which isn't necessarily related to our topic, but I think it's because there's a Indian of Suffolk here, so it's brought down. So let's say you have Nafal Habayis Alav V'Al Bas Achiv. So Reuven and Shimon are married. Reuven has a daughter, Rachel. Rachel's married to Shimon. Okay? Rachel and Shimon walk into a house. The house falls down. They both die. Who dies first? That's the suffix. I don't know who dies first. What's the difference going to be? Right? Nafal habayis alav on the husband, val bas achiv, and on the husband's wife, which is your niece, right? The ain, and I guess he's married to somebody else. Is married, your brother is married to somebody else. There's two wives. One's your daughter, and one is, you know, someone from the shuk. The ain yodeya ezem meis rishon. We don't know who dies first. So tsarasa, The other wife, choletzes v'lo misyevemes. She has to do chalitza, she cannot do yivam. Why? Because the concern is, what would happen if Shimon died first? Then the moment Shimon died, then the tzara Rivka and the niece, Rachel, fall to Reuven. But Rachel is Reuven's daughter. So she's a tzu. The first Mishnah, she does pata from Yibum Chalitza, and so tzu Rivka will be pata from Yibum Chalitza. However, though, if Rachel died first when the building fell, so and then Shimon died, so when Shimon died, he was only married to Rivka. And then she would be have Yibum to Reuven. But so since we don't know, we say Sasafik, we play it safe and say that she does Chalitza and doesn't do Yibum. Okay. Now we're going to go through some of the cases in the Mishnahs that say that they're post-selva eno machil. So what's the case of ha'ubar? Ha'ubar, how does that work? So, I bas kohen li Yisrael hi, if she's a bas kohen, and she is married to a Yisrael, right? So she's married to Yisrael, and her husband, and the husband dies. So pasil la, the husband dies while she's pregnant. So the fetus, the ubar, is pasil la, meaning she can't go back to her father's house to eat truma. Because they make the drasha in the pasuk. The pasuk says, by the woman going back to her father's house to eat truma, it says, v'zera ein la, she has no offspring, v'shavel be'savia kin ni'ura, and she goes back to her father's house as she was when she was a nara, right? And then milechem avia tochel. So prat le'me'uberes, that comes to explain me'uberes, because she's not similar to ni'ura. She didn't come in pregnant, so she can't go back pregnant. So she's out of luck. She can't go back, she doesn't have a husband, and she can't go back to her father's house to eat truma. And now, e bas yisrael a kohen, and if we're talking about a bas yisrael who's married to a kohen, so while he's alive, she can eat truma. If she has children and he dies, she can eat truma machmas. If she has the boys, machmas the son. But let's say he dies while she's pregnant. So that's not considered enough of a baby to allow her to continue to eat truma. Even Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, he lo machila, can't feed her the truma, because the pasuk says v'lid beso him yochlu belachmo, and the drush of yochlu is yachilu, which means you can, if you have to be able to feed yolud machil, something that v'lid beso, a yolud, something that's born feeds the eno yolud eno machil, but if it's not born yet, to the unborn cannot feed her truma. So if the husband dies while she's pregnant, she has no other children, she can no longer eat truma. Again, as a basi, so I'm married to a Kohen.
She has a basi Kohen, and she has a baby girl.
So that was what we talked about. Yeah, that was a little bit yesterday's daf. How does it happen? Work with the daughter. So, right. Whole story. Okay, Yavam. Case of a Yavam. We say Yavam also is posted in Omachel. So how does that work? So I bas Kohen li Yisrael. So you have a bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael, and he dies with no children. So theoretically, go back to the father's house, right? But she falls to Yivam now here for a into a brother. So pasir la, the fact that she has the zika to the Yavam passes her, I guess, for the time being. I would say for the time being to eat truma, right? Because the pasuk says ubas kohen tiya almana grusha v'zera ein la v'shave el beis avia kinu urea. So they say that she has only can do it when she goes back to her father's house. But here she has a zika to the brother, so she's not going back to the father's house. I would think that logically that would mean then, because that once he does Yibam, then out. But if he does Chalitza, then she's going back. I would think that would be the case. Let's say it's a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen. He dies without children, so he has a Zika now to another brother who's a Kohen. Lo machila, still not considered enough of a relationship to allow her to continue to eat the truma. The kinyan kasfo ar rachmana, the woman who can eat the truma, a Bas Yisrael who can eat the truma in the house of her Kohen husband, that's only if it's kinyan kaspo. Vaha, and the yavama to the yavam is not kinyan kaspo, it's kinyan de achihu. It's the kinyan of the brother. So that's not sufficient to allow her to continue eating truma. I would assume that if he goes ahead and does the yivam, then he becomes her kinyan. I would think.
If he is Maimer?
Maimer is only the Rabbanan. I mean, according to Beis Shammai, then that would probably have impact, but it wouldn't be efficacious. I don't think that for anybody else, right? Rashi says, I don't know. I have to assume that if she does have the yibum, then she would be able to eat truma for the house of the Yavam. It happens to be Machlokas Rishonim between Rashi here and Tosos as to whether or not that the Yavam she cannot eat is that this idea of that Kinyan Kasro here is that Dindar Raisa or Dindar Rabbanan. Right, Tosos says me Dindar Raisa, the Yavam could be Machil, she can eat Truma, because it really is Kinyan Kasro, it's just a continuation of the relationship. Rashi seems to say that it's Asar Dindar Raisa, that she can't eat it. Where's Rashi? It's Rashi Ksubas. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah was an Erison. The Erison, again, are posel and not machil. So what's the case? I bas Kohen, who's nisarisa to Yisrael, so she's halachically engaged to a Yisrael. So pasula, that's sufficient now to be, the engagement itself now creates the kinyan kaspo of the Yisrael, and therefore she's out of the father's house, and she can no longer eat truma. The ha kanya bahavaya, that she's kone. Rashi says, "Mishas Havaya Ifsla could exceed a Bas Kohen Kitiyah." The moment she is too, right? Tihiyah Havaya. So that's when she's engaged. When she's likely engaged, there's a Kenyan over there, and she's out of the parsha of Eden Truma. The I Bas Yisrael a Kohen. So now, if she's a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, so she should be able. So this is a Kenyan. She should be able to eat Truma. So we say, we know lo machila, it's not enough to have her machil because mishum deula. It's midin derabanan midor right. So the Mishnah says that she can eat. But midor rabbanon, we say that she cannot eat truma during the status of erusin if she's a bas yisrael who's misarrested to a kohen. Now there are two reasons. Rashi brings down the reason of mishum deula. The maseches ksuvas b'teperek afalpi dvar Torah really a midoraisa arusa bas yisrael ocheles b'truma. She midoraisa she could eat b'truma. Diksev kinyan kaspo hu yochel ba. She's kinyan kaspo. What's the kinyan? Kesef sarpias. She's kinyan kaspo. Right? Kinyan kaspo hu yochel ba. Matam amru eno ol cheles. Zera, the concern, because during the time of Erisin, she's really living in her father's house. So she's living in her father, the Yisrael's house, while she's a heter to eat shuma. We're afraid. Zera shema yimzigal lakos bevesavia. Betela fatishke lachel lachosan. She'll feed it to other people in the house. That's one reason. Another reason brought down in the Gemara is Mishum Simpon, which means that he'll find something.
The brothers and sisters aren't having teeth anyway. No, they're
Israelim. She's a Bas Yisrael.
Oh, she's a Bas Yisrael.
Okay, that's one reason. The other reason was Mishum Simpon, which is. Right, the Chachamim were choshish that maybe when he will marry her, he'll find some sort of mum. The kedusha will then be a kedusha tos, and the mafreya, she was never married to him, and therefore all the shum that she ate while they were engaged was in violation. Those are the two reasons the Gemara brings down in Ksuvos as to why a Bas Yisrael who's misaresas to a Kohen, even though midaraisa she can eat shumah, midarabanan we say no. So the Gemara only here brings down the reason of Ula. There happen to be two reasons in the Gemara in Ksuvos.
It sounds like a Leah situation. Choshish for possibly he might reject her after the...
Could be. We'll save that question for Ksuvos daf Some of Nun Zion, the author there.
Right. Okay. Hopefully you
give
me that.
Okay. Who knows?
Somebody's going to remember now.
Okay. Well, it's there for posterity, but I don't know who's going to remember. Okay, the next case is a Chayrish. Again, the Chayrish is posting on Mafil. A Chayrish, we said before, is Eino Medaber, Eino Shomeya, Mido Raisa. They're considered not having Das. If they don't have Das, then there's no Kiddushin, there's no marriage with Mido Raisa. But because of the mitzvah of Puravu or Shevas or whatever reason why, the Chachamim gave Tokev to the marriage of a Chayrish, Midin Dirabanan. So what's the impact then? So, I Bas Kohen Nisrohi, if it's a Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael Chayrish, he passes her from eating truma. The hakanyim b'takanta derabanan. Did we say that the kinyan is a kinyan derabanan? So midrabanan, we say that she may not eat truma. I guess midaraisa she can, because midaraisa there's no chalos to this marriage. The bas yisrael the kohen, and if it's a bas yisrael is married to a kohen, lo machil, she can't eat because lav kinyan, because kinyan kaspo you need amarachman of the high lav bar kinyan. There's no real kinyan here. It's only midarabanan. We allowed it to go forward, but there's no kinyan that affects her on a daraisa level to allow her to now enter his house as a kohen to eat truma. Okay, next case. Right, we said Ben Teisha Shanim. So the Gemara is now trying to figure out what the case of Ben Teisha Shanim is. First, the Gemara is going to say that Ben Teisha Shanim might be similar to the case of Yibum. We're going to reject that and come to what the case of Ben Teisha Shanim is. So Kasalka Daitin, right, the Havami that we had now, that the Mishnah is dealing with a case with a woman who's Bishomeris Yavam, she's waiting for Yibum, live Ben Teisha the Yom Echad. She's waiting to have Yibum with the brother who's 9 years old in a day, but they haven't done Yibum yet. There was no Maisa Yibum done. So, okay, Gemara says Lamai. Okay, so let's think of the case. So what's the case now? Lamai, what happens? Elam Mifsal, if we're talking about a case to Pasal her, where I guess she's a Bas Kohen, right? And she's a Bas Kohen, and he is a Yisrael. So therefore, it passels her from eating Shuma. The Zika would passel her from eating Shuma. So the Gemara says, why is that Dafka by a case of a 9-year-old? Katan Nami Mifsal Pasal, right, the katan also should passel her from eating the truma, because we say that a zikuka doesn't eat, once she has a zika, she doesn't eat evil. We're going to learn that out, I think we learned it yesterday, actually. We learned that yesterday, the pasuk is v'shavu be'saviya, which is yatsa zosha ein v'shavu be'saviya, because she's zikuka li'yum chalitza. So she's zikuka to yum chalitza, that she's out of the parsha, why does it make a difference?
But she's Yisrael.
Therefore, it passels her from eating truma.
Yeah, so what?
She can't go back to her father's house. She was married to a...
Her father was a Kohen.
Her father's a Kohen. She's a Bas Kohen.
So what's the question? Who cares if she's 9 or 15?
Right. Who cares what the age is? The second there's a Zika. So why is the Mishnah telling you, if it's a 9, she's waiting to do even with a 9-year-old boy, she can no longer go back to her father's house to eat shumah. Who cares about the age? Anytime she's a Zika for Yibam or Chalitza, she can't go back.
Well, you just said that to the Mishnah, Yibam.
Right. So what's the question? That's the Gemara's question. Right. And if it's v'ila achule, and if we say that the Mishnah is saying that it's talking about the other case where you have a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen and now a Zika to this 9-year-old boy, and we say that it's not enough for her to eat truma, right? So Gadol Nami lo machil. Same thing you're saying. But Gadol also. Right. It's the same case. We already know to teach us that a Gadol is not machil. So what's the chiddush by a Katan? What's going on here? So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, what's the case now? Well, Abai is going to say that the case is that they did do the Yibam. The case is nine. Okay, I don't have to post it now. The case is that it's nine. It's a 9-year-old boy, and they did the Yibam. So Amar Abai, Hacha v'yavam ben teisha shani v'yom echad haba'al yivim to askinon. Then midoraisa kanyule. Because midoraisa, we say the maisa bia of a nine-year-old in the day, is sufficient to affect for the bia, for the yivam, and it counts. He's not a katan, doesn't have das. We know that you don't need das by yivam. You just need a maisa bia, right? You can do it by force, and it works. You don't need das. So that you would say that, ho'el midoraisa kanyule, that you would think that midoraisa, since it's kone her to be his wife, ubiyaso bia, and his bia is a real bia, a malochil. So if he's a kohen and he has bia with this woman, and the yibum is effective, it should be effective across the board, and now she's able to eat truma. So kamash malon, asu bias ben teisha shana v'yom echad kimayin begadol. Me the rabban, they say no. They've said that the rabbanan established that this is only according to Beis Hillel, obviously, because Maimer you always have to worry about who shita, like if you're going with Beis Hillel, that the bia of a katan, the rabbanan established, they made a gezeira that it only has the same effect as Maimer of a gadol.
It's not a kinyan.
So it's not a full fledged kinyan.
So for 4 years she can't eat truma.
For 4 years, she's a Bas Yisrael, married now to a Katan. So until he gets bigger, I guess, yeah, she can't eat Truma. That's the rule.
Maybe 4 years.
Because he's nine.
13.
He's nine. Okay. But the other case, now, that's the case of Bas Yisrael. But what about the case of a Bas Kohen who has Yibum to a 9-year-old boy who's a Yisrael, mm-hmm. right? The Bas Kohen, that will pass on her, but there's no chiddush to that, because that's the same case. Right, Yechanami, so that, there's no chiddush on that side.
No, she's not married to him. We're saying that the 9-year-old who does bia with it, it's not really considered a full kinyan.
No, midoraisa is a full kinyan. Just the rabbanon, they removed the effect of that, kinyan by the truma.
So either way,
right. Okay, so Amalei Rava says, wait a second, if that's the case, what was the next case? What's look in the Mishnah. The next case of the Mishnah was, Ihachi, Sefer Dekatani, Safek Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, Safek She'enu Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, right? We say that if you're a Safek, it is the same din as if you are Safek 9 years old, it's the same din as if you're a 9-year old. Well, what Chiddush do you have there now? Hashta Vade Ben Teisha Lo Machiel, Safek Biboi. So if we say that a Vade Ben Teisha doesn't allow her to eat the truma, so a Safek would also allow her. It's a Safek. You have to. You know, it doesn't. It's not going to allow her. You're going to have to be. I guess be lechumra. So Ella Amarava, what's the case now? It's event. Forget Yibum. It's not event. It's not a Yibum case. We're going off the Yibum case. We're talking about something totally different. We're talking about where the 9-year-old boy. Again, when I say 9-year-old, it's 9 years in a day. So the 9-year-old boy is the Hanach Psulim Katani, the Paslim of the Yosan. We're talking about a 9-year-old boy. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the boy is from one of the Psulim, one of the cases of Psulim, you know, Ger, Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, all those cases, right? And they, when if you have relations, if a woman has Bia with one of these individuals, it passes her from Truma. If it passes her from Truma, we'll say it passes her from Mario Cohen. And if it passes her from Mario Cohen, we'll say it passes her from Truma. Okay, so what's the passage of the Biyasa, right?
What's the Kiddush there? If she can't marry a Kohen, then she can't eat Truma, period. And the story, what's the Kiddush there?
What do you mean?
You just said that that it passes, because she married, can't marry, well, the same years, because she can't marry a Kohen, she can't eat Truma.
Well, she's a Bas Kohen already. If she's a Bas Kohen, she was already allowed to eat Truma in her father's house. And then she has Bia with one of these individuals, okay. Knocks her out from Truma. She was allowed to eat Truma beforehand.
He's certainly not a Kohen, and he's definitely not a Yisrael. What would be the
happening? Because she has Bia with this guy. She doesn't have any kinyan with the guy. With whatever the guy is. And then she's not married to him, and she has no kids. So we think that she can go back to her father's house. Kamash Malan, no?
Oh, it's not Yavam, just a regular.
Not Yavam, we're done with Yavam. Right, the Pasim of Yosam, Kedisanya, we learned in a Brisa that says, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, if he's a Ger, Amoni, Moavi, which you're not allowed to call him, he's a Ger Amoni Moavi. He's not an actual guy, he actually converted as an Amoni or a Moavi, which is a problem because he's a Psulkal, because he's not supposed to come in until, ever. or he's a ger mitzri, or he's a ger adomi, which those he had three generations. So he's, I guess, within the first three generations. Or he's a kusi, or he's a nasin, or he's a chalal. He was born out of an illicit relationship for a kohen, so that makes him, even though he theoretically could have been a kohen, but he's not. Or he is a mamzer, right? Any of these people that bo al kohenes levio of Yisraelis, if they have bia with a bas kohen, with a regular levio or a Yisraelis, pasluha. They pasel the kohenes from eating truma and marrying any other kohen, and they pasel the levio and the Yisraelis from marrying a kohen. You have to keep the two distinction. The bas kohen is a double impact. She can no longer marry a kohen, and she can't. They would never even eat truma to begin with, so only impact it has that they're pasel from marrying a kohen.
So the Gemara says, nine or suffix nine?
So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, wait, but how me the Katani Seifa, how, basically the question is, it's nine, and now we say not, right. So then you can say that the Chiddush is that if it's suffix, it's considered a Maisabiyah, and or also out, they also doesn't work. They also knocks them out from marrying a Kohen.
One second, is he a suffix? What, is he nine or not? Let me suffix.
At the time they had Biyah, they didn't know. So you may be intimating Tosos' question. Tosos' question is, okay, wait a second. Tosos says, basically, if it's a suffix, whether he's nine or not, we'll just keep the chazakah. The chazakah hasn't changed it. We have a suffix. He hasn't reached that age. So keep the chazakah that he's nine. Keep the chazakah that she's mutaris, and you'll be done, and you're good with it. So don't you have a chazakah? Right, where is that Tosos?
That's exactly my question.
Come on. Mm-hmm. What? That's exactly where I was going. But it's a good question. Right, the last Tosos, the third line, have the woman kashrus and be good to go. So Tosos says, he says, V'yishalom, you go down to the second last line, the hacha could go and hashta the asi kaman have. It's a reisa in the chazaka, because we're judging the case now. In front of, when he's in front of us, we know he's nine. We already know now that he's nine. So there's a reisa. The hashta the asi kaman have vade ben teisha. Afa pisha yasafe kishabolel, lo makumina la chazaka kamaisa. Even though, it was a suffix when the maisa happened, but when we're judging the case, adjudicating the case, now he's already nine, so that suffix is out the window. But what about the suffix? What about the chazak of the woman? I don't see why that goes away, right? Ella's azlinam basar hashla.
Adjudicating the case, you're going. She actually married him.
Adjudicating the case. We're trying to figure out what the case is. She didn't marry him. She said a maisa bia. She didn't marry him. She had a maisa bia. Correct.
So there was a suffix then.
Okay, but now that we're adjudicating the case, he's nine, so we don't have.
Isn't it too late?
Tosa says it's a reyasa in the chazaka. It impinges on the power of the chazaka.
But she's not sure if she went to his 9-year-old birthday party.
He didn't have birthday parties back then. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not going to anyone's 9-year-old birthday party.
What?
Unless it's my own kid, I'm not going to anyone else's 9-year-old birthday party.
You're mad about that.
Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So we're dealing with a case, we're talking about Bias Psul. What about the Seifa of the Mishnah, which is on tomorrow's daf? Right? The Mishnah then says, the Mishnah basically talks about 9-year-old, and then it says, and if these are people who are not roy to go into Klal Yisrael, then they paso. Mashma, then our Mishnah, which is the Reisha, is not talking about that case, because they're talking about it explicitly later. Right? The Hamid Gemara Seifa, im ein ruin lavo b'Yisrael, harei lo poslim, mechlal de Reisha lav le psulim askinan. So the Gemara says, no, it's no different. There's two different types of psulim. Reisha psule kahal, and Seifa psule kahuna. The Reisha is talking, our Mishnah is talking about psule kahal, and the Seifa is talking about just if she was nivola, that people, they can marry, the case where they can marry Yisraelis and Levio, but they just can't marry a Kohen. A lower level psul. Right. So it's two different cases of psul. Okay. Gufa, now we're going to go back to discuss the text of the Braisa. Gufa. The Gersa is, if she's a Kohenes, she's not allowed to eat truma, and she can no longer marry another Kohen. If she's a Levi Yisraelis, she's now no longer permitted to marry a Kohen. Rav Yossi says, they're going to give different cases of what's possible or not, and they're really going to be discussed. What did nafka mina between each of these cases is going to be discussed tomorrow. So Rav Yossi Omer, Kol Shazaro Posel Posel. The Rav Yossi says the only relationship that passels the passels to kahuna, let's just say passels, we're going to go with the easy case, that passels the regular Yisraelis from marrying a kohen is if the person's offspring would also passel kahuna. If the person's offspring would somehow be mutter for kahuna, then the father doesn't passel for kahuna either. Okay? Aval kol she'ein zaro posel, ein posel. Right, this said that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, he's different than Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Omer, kol she'ata nose bito, if you could theoretically, if a kohen could theoretically marry the daughter of this individual, ata nose almenoso, then...
marry his widow.
You can, then the Kohen can marry this guy's widow. If you can marry this guy's daughter, you can the Kohen can marry this guy's widow. The Kol she'enatai nosa bito, iatai nosa amunaso. So we'll see that they just give different criteria. The question is going to be what the difference is between the criteria. That's going to be discussed at a different time. Malo basically says, going back, okay, what's the mekor? What's the source of the din that the bia of a psul passels the woman for marrying a Kohen? And the bas Kohen for marrying a from Yim Shuma. Now, the Gemara has to go through a whole long list of drushas. No, we don't need it for this, we need it for that, we need it for this, we need it for that. Basically, that's what we're going to do. So, now, immediately. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, Vayikar Perach HaVeis, Pasuk Yudbeis, Ubas Kohen Tieli Ish Zar. If you have a Bas Kohen who's going to be to an Ish Zar, so what do we say that Zar means? Which is Zar. Kevon Shenivala, once she's Pasuk to her, Pasla. Then she becomes Pasla from Yim Shuma. It says, Ubas Kohen Tieli Ish Zar.
So it's not a
Kohen. Right. Then she's no longer permitted to eat Kachim. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. You just said that we're using that Pasuk to teach us if she has Bia with one of these Psulei Kal. We need that Pasuk for the Etzem Din, that if she's married to a regular Yisrael guy, she doesn't eat Truma. Gemara says, hi, mi boile, the Kamar Rahman, the Bas Kohen, the Mindis of Alazar, that she marries a Yisrael, lo Techel. That's what I need the Pasuk for. Doesn't come to teach, it teaches me the Etzem Din, doesn't teach me the Din about a Psul. So if you learn what you want to learn out of it, then how do you know if she marries a Yisrael that she can't eat a Truma? So the Gemara says, no, Ahi, the din of a Bas Kohen, right, so we'll have to just remember, the pasuk that we're going to try to use is Bas Kohen Tiyeh Li'ish Zar. That's our crucial pasuk. So we say, no, that pasuk is needed for something else. We say, no, we don't need that pasuk for something else, because that's something else that she can't, if she marries a Yisrael, she doesn't need Truma. Ahi, we learn it out from the pasuk that says, V'shava El Beis Aviyah Kinurel, Milechem Aviyah Tochel. And then she goes back to her father's house, and then she can eat the Truma. So me the Gamar Rahman, V'shava El Beis Aviyah Tochel, that only when she goes back, she can eat the Truma. So Mechal to Mikar Lo'achla. So beforehand, she wasn't allowed to eat it. So from an inference, we're going to learn out that she wasn't allowed to eat it, and therefore our pasuk is free. So the Gamar says, wait a second, Imehi. If that's the case, then what happens there? We don't have an explicit lav. We just have a lav of Bamachlala say. We have a lav of Bamachlala say. It's not a lav, right? Imehi, have mean a lav of Bamachlala say, right? Lav of Bamachlala say, I say, and there'll be no malchus. If you only learn it out from that inference, you don't have an explicit lav. If you don't have an explicit lav, you have no malchus. But we know in this instance, you have malchus. So where can you learn it out that it has malchus? It must be from our pasuk. So the Gemara says, right, Imehi, have mean a lav of Bamachlala say. So Kasa Rahman and Hai Lulav. That's why we have our pasuk that we're trying to use. It's not extra, and therefore we needed to learn the lav. So Gemara says, no. The lav we're gonna learn out from the Chol Zar Lo Yochol Kodesh Nafka. There is a lav that says anyone who's a Zar can eat the Kodesh. So we're gonna assume, the assumption is we're gonna say sort of the Ishok Gufo type idea, that as soon as she marries the Zar, she's a Zar. And therefore Bechol Zar Lo Yochol Kodesh would apply to her. Right? So the Gemara says, no, we can't. Bechol Zar is not extra for that. Right? Hahu, Niboy Leila Gufe. We also need it for itself to teach me that an Achilas Zar can't eat Truma. Don't have this whole thing of, she's not a Zar. She's a Bas Kohen. Right? I don't know what's the Havni, what's the Baskani here. But she's not a Zar. She, right? Rash says, Hahimi Barli the Gufi, the Zar Gomer. Aval Hach the Lav Zarihi, Itzrucho Bas Kohen La Asra. Then we need the case to make her Lav. Where's the Lav come from? From our Pasuk that we're trying to learn about Psul Kal. It's no, that's not extraneous. We need from our Pasuk to just add some din that Bas Kohen, who marries Yisraelis, she can't eat Truma. She has Malkus. So the Gemara says, Trei V'chol Zar Ksiv. There are two Tzukim that mentioned the idea of the Isra of Achilas Kodesh Lazar. One is V'chol Zar Lo'yochol Kodesh, and the other one is the pasuk we just mentioned before, V'as Kohen Tiyah Manah Grush Lazar Ein La, V'shav Abay Saviyah Kinurem Milechem Aviyah Tochel V'chol Zar Lo'yochol Ba. So one is going to be used for the real Zar, and then, oh, once you already know that din for the real Zar, we'll apply that Lav to the Bas Kohen who marries the Yisrael. So we have our pasuk, our original pasuk, still extra. Extra pasuk we use for the Psulei Kal. Where it says, no, Makatmi Boile. You brought me down two cases of kol zar. I still need the extra pasuk. I caught to me by lechid Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. I need it for the pasuk of Rabbi Yosi for the halacha that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina taught us. That said, Amar Yosi Rabbi Chanina v'chol zar. When it says v'chol zar lo yolch l'ba, when the word the extra zar we learn zarus hamarti l'cha lo aninus, that it's usher for a zar to eat the truma, but the Isra Achilas truma does not fall upon a Kohen who's an Onan. The Kohen's Onan can't eat from the sacrificial meats, right? Can't, that's the whole machlokas between Aaron and Kohen and Moshe after the Misa and Nadav Aviyu. So he can't eat the meat of a korban, but he's permitted to eat the truma. So that's why I said v'chol zar, the extra v'chol zar. Zar, she says dafka zar, but it doesn't apply to the case of aninus. So let's go back. So then the extra v'chol zar is, the one v'chol zar is not extraneous for our purposes. If it's not extraneous for our purposes, where do we go back? We go back to our original pasuk, and we don't have a pasuk for the case of psulikal. The Gemara says, no, the drasha of the Rabbi Yosef Chanina is minzar v'chol zar nafka. Ah, the chol is extra. It could have just said zar. Now, we'll get to these points in the drashas where, I don't know. That's what they say. It says the Rav Yosef Mechanina learns, it could have just said zar lo yochol ba. V'chol zar, the extra v'chol, that comes to include our situation of the woman, and therefore our pasuk is extra, and if our pasuk is extra, we have a case for it. So the Gemara says, no, akati ba'ilei. We still can't learn from Ubas Kohen ki tiel ish zar, that Abbas, from our original pasuk, that Abbas Kohen, is, whose nises to a psul, is Nifstelas form eating truma, right? Lichi the sanya, because you have the following brisa, right? Case of Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael, and he gets either divorces her or he passes away and she has no children. Kishi chozeres, when she goes back to her father's house, the din is chozeres la truma. She only goes back to truma. The ain chozeres la chazav eshok. She can only eat any of the matnas kahuna. The only thing she can eat before she's married and she's in the father's house, and they get a nice piece of meat from a carbon, the chazav, or from the matnas kahuna, the chazav eshok also, she can eat it. Now that she's going back as a divorcee or as a widow, yes, she's allowed to eat the, and she has no children, she's allowed to eat the truma, but she's not allowed to eat the other matnas kahuna.
What does it say that? That's the first time we're saying that.
Exactly.
Is that how it is?
From this price, so yeah. The sign, she chozeres, chozeres l'truma, the ain't chozeres l'chazer v'shok. She can't eat that. That's what we learned the halacha. The Amar of Chizda, Amar Avina, Bar Shila, Mikra, where do we learn this from? The pasuk says, Ubas Kohen, Kisi Ye, Li'ish Zahar, He betrumas hakotchim lo sochal. Trumas hakotchim, they're going to learn out, it's lo tochal, damura min hakotchim. Trumas hakotchim here doesn't mean truma, they're going to say. Trumas hakotchim means that which is removed from the kotchim, that is removed from the korbanos. Which means that pasuk is teaching us that she cannot eat chazer v'shok. We don't know in our case that she can't go back and eat a truma. We only have it from that pasuk. That pasuk was now not extraneous for psulei kal. So the Gemara says, "Im kain, if that's the case, lichtov kra he ba kadoshim lo sochel. My betrumas kadoshim shmavs mina tarti. Trumas kadoshim is mashma both truma and kachim. That she right, she can't go back, right?
But she can eat truma.
Right, that's interesting. Right, she cannot eat chazav v'shok. Oh, no, that pasuk, that's the pasuk, ki tiel izar, what would we learn that pasuk for? We're learning that pasuk that teaches that if she has bia with a psul. So that pasuk is even a case where she may not eat the truma. What are the two cases where she may not eat the truma, and she may not eat, she goes back to her father's house, she may not eat the chazav v'shok, and if she has bia with a psul, she also can't eat truma. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine, Shkoyach, wonderful. You now just went through all the Shaka Vataria. You found the pasuk that teaches us that a bia of a psul is poselus the bas kohen from eating truma and from marrying a kohen. What about the bia of the Yisraelis and the Leviah?
What?
If she has bia with a psul, that she can no longer marry a kohen. The pasuk from marrying a kohen. So they go, Ashikha and Kohenes, Leviah of Yisraelis, we know one. Where do we know that from? So the Gemara says, Kid Amrav Abba Amarav, it says, bas Ubas, right? There's an extra vav that's extraneous for a drasha. So hachanami bas uvas. Rav Avavar Rav has a limud on daf pei zayin where he learns that from the extra vav of ubas. So we're also going to learn that from the extra vav ubas because the pasuk says uvas kohen kitiel izar. It could simply just say bas kohen. The u is extraneous, is extra. From the extra vav, we can say that it also applies to a leviah and a yisraelis. So it says, wait a second. Whether or not you learn from extraneous vavs is a machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, and elsewhere in Shas. The only one who learns it from the extra vav is Rabbi Kiva. So you're going to say that this whole drasha only applies according to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva? right? Kemad, Rabbi Kiva, the Darish Vavin. Where it says no, Afilu Rabbanon. Even you can say from the Rabbanon, because Kula Ubas Kriyaseiru. They're going to say that the word Uvas is right. The whole thing Uvas Kohen is extraneous. And possibly before we're talking about a Bas Kohen in this entire parsha. So we don't have to mention Bas Kohen again. Just continue the theme from the rest of the parsha. What's going on? The previous pasuk, we know we're talking about a Bas Kohen. Why does it say Ubas Kohen again? That's extra. It's extra. Rashi teaches that it even applies. Right, the extra Ubas Kohen teaches that it applies for Yisraelis. Okay,
before we said Ubas, we needed that Rashi of involved. Bas was used for something, no?
Zar was used for something.
Bas had to be used for something, otherwise it wouldn't be extraneous. That's why we have to go to the Rav.
I don't think we ever had a problem with the
why do we have to go to the Rav?
What are you talking about? We're going to the Rav.
The Rav to if Bas is extraneous also. You're saying
that
before we said
right. So we're saying we thought that the extraneous thing was from the Rav. Right, so the Gemara says, so if it's extraneous things, only if the only thing that's extra is the Vav, then it's only according to Rabbi Kiva. She says, the Vav's not the only thing that's extraneous. The whole Vas Kohen is extraneous. The two words are extraneous. So even the Chamin have the Drasha, and Rabbi Kiva's Drasha can be from that also. Rabbi Kiva can learn it out from just the Vav. Let's say Rabbi Kiva, for whatever reason, Rabbi Kiva finds a use for the words Bas Kohen, he'll still have the Vav to Darshan. But he doesn't have to. He has the entire Ubas Kohen is extraneous because the whole parsha is talking about a Bas Kohen. So if Bas Kohen is extra, we'll learn it for Yisraelis. And the pasuk says that Bas Kohen, the pasuk says it makes you possible if you marry. That's the pasuk that we learned out that a Bas Kohen who marries a psulkal is possible. So the extra Ubas Kohen teaches us that everyone is possible because it's talking already about a Bas Kohen.
You need the vav because the
Where did it say Vav? What Vav?
Go back to Shmat Minei Trei.
Yeah, that was because it's...
Right. It says, Ashken Kehenet Levi Yisrael Shminolon. Kedomer Rabba Amarav Bas Ubas.
Fine.
So what are we learning from? We're learning from the Vav.
The Gemara says we're not learning from the Vav, because if you learn it from the Vav, it's only Rabbi Kiva. They're rejecting that.
I agree, but there was a reason originally why we did.
They were wrong. They thought the drasha was from Uva, from the Vav. The Gemara says it can't be from the Vav, because it's only from the Vav, it only goes according to Rabbi Kiva. And we say, oh, so what's extra? Not only is the Vav extra, everything's extra. That's what we're learning it from. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Asukhan Lechuma. The pasuk says, Uvas Kohen, Ki Tiel Le'ish Zar. That's right, talking about Uvas Kohen. It says that she can no longer eat Truma. So, right, she's possible to Truma because it says, he v'chumas hakadoshim lo sochal. But l'kahuna minolan, how do you know that this Bas Kohen now cannot marry a Kohen? Right? We know that it passes something. So for the Bas Kohen, it's a possible for Truma. For the Israeli, it'll possible for marry. Well, the only thing that she can be possible for is to marry. So how do we know that a Bas Kohen can no longer eat Truma? So the Gemara says, wait a second, fine. Atu Leviya Yisraelis Lo Kahuna Maribin Lahu, the Ila Truma Benos Mechal Truma Ninu. When we just made the Lima now that the Pasuk applies to Yisraelis and Leviya, well, what is it going to apply to? What can it possibly apply to a Leviya? That she can't eat Truma, right? It has to be Lekahuna Maribin Lahu. The Ila Truma, because if you say that the Pasuk is talking about Truma, Benos, right, benos mechal chumeninu, they eat truma, can't be. So the pasuk itself is teaching you that you can't. What's the only thing that they're excluded from? Then the pasuk itself is teaching you that they can't marry a kohen. So where it says why? Second, why? I could find a case where she would be. It would apply to truma. What if this woman is a bas kohen who was married to a kohen beforehand, had children, so she's permitted to eat truma, and then has a relationship with this psulkal. So the pasuk teaches us, then she can't eat truma anymore. No pasuk from truma, right? Alam alo mishkachas lo dekachav b'shvu b'na. So the Gemara says, no. The lima that a Levi or Yisraelis are psula from eating truma b'shvu b'na, you don't need a pasuk for that because that's by kal v'chomer. You can learn that out by kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma kohenes. You have a kohenes. The bekedusha de nasha achla. She can eat by herself. She doesn't marry anybody else. She can eat by herself, right? The bekedusha de nasha achla. Pasul law. She is pasul to eating truma if she has the relations with the psulkal. Levi of Yisraelis. The Levi and the Yisraelis do lo achla, that they cannot eat on their own accord. Ela b'shigumana. The only reason why they can have eat is because they have this transitive property with the from the sun. Lo kol shekain. That she'll be pasul if she has a less she's less of a Kohen than the Bas Kohen. So if the stronger person is possible from in Shuma, if she has this relationship, so too there's weaker context. So Gemara says, no, but he no tennis. It should be the other way around. You say, Kohen is the Kaddish Gufa, Pasula, right? Had low Kaddish Gufa, low Pasula. We could say, wait a second, the reason why the Kohenis is Pasula, it has it, is because she, it's a psul in her Guf. So it knocks her away. It takes away this certain Kedusha. So we lose that Kedusha. The Bas Yisrael is eating the Truma, not from her own Kedusha. Is eating from the son's Kedusha. Oh yeah, so she had a relationship with the Psul, but that doesn't poke in her Kedusha. She didn't have any. So Gemara says, Elos. So again, we're trying to figure out what the case would be. We're trying to figure out how do we know. How do we know that Abbas Yisrael, we only can prove from the Pasuk that Abbas Yisrael cannot eat Truma. How do we know that she can't, she also to a Kohen? So Gemara says, El Kohen mi Kal V'Chomer. The fact that she becomes Psula to marrying a Kohen, learn that from a Kal V'Chomer, mi Grusha, from a Bas Kohen who's a divorcee. Right? Uma Grusha, Shemuteris Petruma. You have a Grusha who will be Mutter Petruma. If she gets divorced without any, right? So I guess she's married to, she must be married to a Yisrael. And they get divorced. So Ma Grusha, Shemuteris Petruma, Asu El Kahuna, nevertheless, she's Asa to a Kohen, right? So she's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, gets divorced without children. She can eat Truma, but she can't marry a Kohen. So Zoh, this individual, right? She Asura Betruma, that she becomes Asa Betruma, right? We just proved that she's Asa Truma. So then, Eno Din, Shapsul Kuna? So she, of course, is going to be Asa to Truma. The case of the Grusha, where she may eat Truma, she's possible for marrying a Kohen. So clearly, she may eat Ma Grusha with Teres Betruma, she's Asura to Kohen. So this person who was Asura Betruma, Kolshkin, she can be possible to a Kohen. The Gemara says, wait a second. So then that, what you have there now is you learning it out from a Kal V'Chomer, right? The Chimas Mazhirin Min Hadin. I'm not so clear about this. Do you warn from a Kal V'Chomer? You can't learn out a Lav that you can't marry it from a Kal V'Chomer. Right? You cannot learn out in Mazhirin Isra Lav, in Mazhirin Kal V'Chomer. You can't learn out punishments, and you can't learn out a warning. You can't learn out a Lav from a Kal V'Chomer. And here we have we're learning it out from a Kal V'Chomer, and then you can't do that. So the Gemara says, I don't know the answer, says, no, it's not a Kal V'Chomer, it's Gilui Milsa Ba'almahu. It's just a Gilui Milsa. When do you make that distinction? Yeah, okay, so I'm not so clear about that. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. So the Gemara then says, okay, the Gemara on Amud Aleph brought down the Brisa that gave the list of the Psulim that pasul both the, now we've established, the Bas Kohen and the Bas Yisraelis, to have Bia, they pasuls her, that Bia pasuls them to have, their Bia pasuls them to either to eat Truma or to marry Kohen. We learn that from the Pasik, Ubas Kohen Kitiel Ishzar. So Gemara goes back and says, wait a second, Ve'ema Nivol L'Pasula Chayave Krisus. Maybe that Pasik is talking about a case only. We're going to learn from this Pasik that only if she has Bia to a Psul that would be Machayav her Krisus, right? Where there's no Tfisas Kedushin in that case. That should be Pasul, right? So meaning like, how do you know that the chayev lav, meaning a nasin or a mamzer, it's only a lav, that the kedushin is tofes, how do you know that also has the same impact? So the Gemara says, it says, Ubas kohen ki sihiyeh, ki sihiyeh amar rachmanon, hanach te isbehu havaya, even those who have the concept of kedushin being tosfim. But chayev krisus, lav b'nei chavaya, but chayev krisus, they don't have it. Wait, so now the apostle is saying that only if you have achalos kedushin is a pasul you? So what about the case of the ones you have chayev krisus that doesn't pasul you? Ihachi, that is kitiyah, that is mashma, that kits kedushin tosvim. So ove kachavim ve'eved, that they don't have kedushin, lo lifsalu, right? They shouldn't pasul her for marrying her to be with them. Wouldn't pasul her for marrying a kohen. So Gemara says no hanach. Pasle, this we learn from a different drasha. Mid Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Minayel Avikachavim, the Evet Shabbal Bas Yisrael, Bakohenes, the Leviyish, the Paslua from eating Truma or Mary Cohen, right? Shneamar Ubas Cohen Kisia Almona Ugrusha, the Zer Ein Law Shavu Beisavigun Nira. The only person who can go back to her father is if she's a Grusha. Misha Yishlo Almona Sugrushin, or she's an Almona or Grusha. That only applies if you have a concept, a halachic concept of widow or divorce. But if you're with an Eved or an Akum, there is no Chalos Kiddushin, so there is no Chalos Almana or Gerusha. Right? Misha Yesh Almana Sugrusha, Almana Sugrushin Ba Yatsu, sorry, Yatsu, Oikachav Eved Sheino Almana Sugrushin. So then Gemara says, okay, we're going to go back to the same thing now. So Ashkecha, now that we know that we found that if a Bas Kohen has relations with an Akum or an Eved, she comes puzzle. So Ashkan Kohenis, Levi of Yisraelis Minalon. So we say, Kedama Rabbi Amra Amarav, Basu Bas, Hachanayim Basu Bas, learn from the extra Vav. Ah, the extra Vav is only Rabbi Kiva, right? Go, come on, Rabbi Kiva, the Dorish Vavi. No, Elatema Rabbanon. And Kule Ubas Kohen Kray Yaseruhu, is the extra, the entire Ubas Kohen, this pasuk is also extra, because that whole parish is also talking about Ubas Kohen, so the extra Ubas Kohen is going to come to include Yisraelis and Olivia. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.